Hollywood Mocks Democrat Debate, Like a West Wing Episode at an Auction. By Jerome Hudson on July 30, 2019. Nearly a dozen Democrat presidential hopefuls took the stage in Detroit, Michigan, Tuesday evening for CNN's presidential debate, and the Hollywood left was not impressed. "This feels like a West Wing episode at an auction," said actor and former West Wing co-star Bradley Whitford. "We're five candidates in, and so far I feel confident about a Trump re-election," said actor-comedian Michael Ian Black. HBO host Bill Maher said, "Two observations: this is going on too long. And Joe Biden is having his best performance." Tuesday night's debate saw author Marianne Williamson, Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., Senator Amy Klobuchar, D.M.N., South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, former Representative Robert Francis O'Rourke, DTX, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, former Representative John Delaney, DMD, and Montana Governor Steve Bullock on stage. Williamson stole the spotlight several times throughout the night but found herself the butt of the joke among the Hollywood left. Marianne Williamson is like if the trailer for the movie hashtag Cats became a person. Hashtag damn debate, said ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel. Steve Bullock and Marianne Williamson are two of the most convincing androids I've ever seen. Go science, said Seth MacFarlane. Comedy Central's The Daily Show joked Marianne Williamson stuns the hashtag damn debate audience by ascending to a higher plane of dimensional consciousness. But not every celebrity saw the debate as a wash. Actress Alyssa Milano gushed over Senator Warren's performance. Actress-comedian Sarah Silverman was also impressed with Warren, whom she called a badass. Actress Amber Tamblyn shared this with her Twitter followers. Other stars chimed in, some slamming CNN debate moderating Jake Tapper and others taking swipes at or showering praise on one candidate or another. Check out the latest Hollywood reaction below. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.